This podcast is brought to you by Nil Desperandum, literary fiction in the audio format from the Bear Crawling Nation. www.ndstories.com.
I am writing this down so I do not forget. So I will remember why I do what is hard but right. I write this to remind myself of what has happened so that when the fear grips me and my resolve wavers, it shall not fail.
What have you done? What have you done?
I am not a hero. I am but a man. A mortal man without much time left upon this earth. But I will attempt to make a difference. I shall stand and fight and likely fail. But I will not go quietly or meekly. Let this, above all else, be my legacy.
The Legacy of Oris Lurko, Mask of the Funeral Clown.
If he comes later, he can just join the rest of you. I would like to start with everyone joining the funeral at the end, meeting Marinos and the guy that he is with, that you don't know. Unless you have other plans.
Well, I have no other plans. Obviously.
No, of course.
So, as you're standing there, at the end of the funeral, you see your friends approaching you. Currently, they were in the funeral, but they were with the rest of the people, and that's why you haven't seen them before.
I'm just here for the wine.
Agrippa, you were not selected to be one of the charioteers who were along the funeral, and that
dissed.
Yeah, I know.
That's a little bit strange because you were supposed to be the new champion when, you know, Lurku was still alive, if you all remember. But
yeah, I'm not liking where this is going.
But you simply were ignored. You don't know why. And you all gather at the funeral with Marinos, and he's with someone else.
Ah, hello, my friends.
Greetings.
Hello, Marinos.
I didn't notice you actually during the funeral, but I'm glad you're here. There's been a development. Oh, by the way, this is Valus. He is, he's a friend of Melitos and some sort of a surgeon.
Hello there, Valus. It's good to see you again.
Yes, hello. I wish you were under better circumstances.
Why were you not here a few days ago, sir, when the great Lurko became sick? You seem to be a few days late.
Well, I am not the I'm not the primary caregiver of the household. I wish I had been here. Perhaps I could have done something.
Primarius caregiverus.
That's right. His HMO plan is very clear that...
To be honest, I'm not quite sure if that would have helped.
Yes, Lurko seemed a little bit beyond earthly help.
Speaking of which, there was an incident earlier during the funeral. I happened to notice one of the funeral clowns that everybody else seemed to be avoiding. He was kind of, I don't know, people seem to be afraid of him. And I guess, considering what happened with Reason, basically he noticed me watching him. And as he did, he kind of pointed at me. And he had this funeral mask or this clown mask on. And he removed it. And, well, basically the same thing happened to him as happened to Arius Lurko. So so he kind of turned into worms as well.
Ooh. Ah.
The only thing I actually managed to get was this mask. And I showed them the mask that I... took from the clown.
My pace will go ashen. Marinus, you did not tell me that that is what happened to him. I had thought that was simply the superstitious rumors of the slaves.
Yes, well, unfortunately, no.
I resemble that mark.
Marinus.
Yes.
Make an idea. Roll.
All right. Hold on a second. I have new dice. Really, really tiny ones.
They sound tiny.
Yes. I make it.
Okay.
By 11.
There's something that is completely different that, you know... And what happened to Lurko, right?
Yeah, well, there was no no skin left, obviously, of this one, so there was only a robe and a mask.
This seems a lot faster than what happened to Lurko. It took quite some time for him to die.
Yes, well, I don't think... I think it was some sort of a warning, to be honest. More than an actual disease. And like I said, there was no, like, person inside the robe. It was nothing but these worms, so...
Are you sure you just didn't imagine it, Marinus? The stress of that horrible night with Lurko and the emotion of the... funeral parade? Perhaps you just imagined it.
Yes, and I bought this mask out of the market, right?
Well, no. I'm not saying there wasn't a man there, certainly. He dropped his mask and ran away, and you saw it as something else.
Yes, I'm sure it wasn't that. You know what happened to Lurko?
Yes, of course I do.
Yes, so... I don't really doubt what happened at all.
Gentlemen,
my sanity has been shaken by these events, but I think I'm still within fairly reasonable limits. So.
What did happen to Lurko? I'm still a bit unclear about it.
Well,
burst into worms from the inside out. Putting it mildly.
Yes, it was terrible to behold.
Randall, have I heard about anything that... I mean, I presume not, but just for the sake of, you know, being complete, have I heard of anything like this in the corpus of medical knowledge?
No.
Or occult knowledge, for that matter.
Well, this is something very peculiar. You certainly will remember if you... have heard something like this in the past. And you haven't.
Yeah, I assume not, but okay, thanks.
You'll notice Agrippa seems to be wearing several little, like, charms and necklaces, amulets, that kind of thing. You know, the kind of, you know, cheap stuff you get off vendors to ward off sickness and that kind of stuff. And he's sort of rubbing the maps in mind in the way while you're talking about all this.
All right. But yes, I did not imagine what I saw. As strange as it might have been, but...
And you have a souvenir of that encounter, so...
Yes, exactly.
Well, the funeral...
Can I take a look at the mask and see if I recognize the design from anywhere else in the city?
Okay, make a knowledge roll.
Alrighty.
Do you have any artistic skill?
Nope, I'm artless.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. You're a no roll or a knowledge roll?
Knowledge.
Okay. Which skill is that? I don't have knowledge on my sheet.
It's 5 times education.
Oh,
education.
Okay. Nope, I miss.
Okay. Well, see, yeah, you do not recognize, you know, the craft, but even though you fail, it is clear that the it's not very artistic.
It's very, very crudely made.
Exactly. Just enough for you to recognize Pluto, right?
Lord of the Underworld.
Exactly.
It's a very strange mask.
Yeah, it's probably not something you should see too many times at a funeral. Or maybe it is. Is it actually seen normally in funerals or...
Well, the mask that you see in funerals out of people, especially in this kind of funerals, you know, of important people, the mask that you see wearing, you see the clowns wearing is from people on the, you know, that died before this person, like his parents or family, friends.
Right. So it would not be a very common occurrence to see this mask during funerals.
No, not really, especially because this is the Lord of the Underworld, right?
Yeah, so he's probably it's like hell, right?
Yeah, not something very nice for.
Yeah, exactly. So he's seen more of a. Yeah, so he's seen more of a as an. Evil or a bad omen type of character.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you can start walking back to the city, and as you're discussing this, you have the mask and are walking outside, towards the. Outside of the cemetery, and did you all get the email I sent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, you can open the attachment. On the way out of the cemetery, you are approached by a beautiful woman.
I don't seem to have the email, but...
In a very raw and essential way, Tony, I sent it to the group. Probably, it's a little bit heavy. I didn't zip it or anything, so sorry for that.
I like her. She looks trustworthy.
I'm in trouble seeing it. I'm going to have to save it and then open it.
Stand back, everyone. I'll handle this.
I like the way she's playing with her hair. That's a nice touch.
Yeah, she's actually playing with hair when you're, you know, getting closer. You notice she wears no shoes, and she has a small tunic that
very small. Leaves
very small and, you know, leaves little to the imagination, actually. The Romans, I need all Romans to do a roll, a knowledge roll.
All right.
Knowledge.
Or succeed.
All right.
Oh,
I fail in the most glorious of ways.
I do not pass.
If there's some botched possibility, that's me.
I also don't pass, so.
And I am not Roman, so I'm not even rolling.
Agrippa's actually still pretty young. He's like 17, I think is what I said. Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
Well,
so he's distracted at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marinus is 16 and trying to hide his face. And
yeah.
Mazin, you can still make a roll. It's okay.
Oh, I can still make a roll?
Yeah.
Well. Well, very kind of you.
Well, it's a lady, so Mazin, of course, knows everything.
21. I believe that will succeed. You said no roll, right? Yeah.
Knowledge.
Yep. I pass.
Okay. Well, you heard of prostitutes that work on the cemeteries. And she actually... You know, as soon as you see her, she actually looks like one. And she, when you're pretty close, she approaches you and says, "Looking for pleasure, my stallion?" In a very sensual way that I cannot emulate.
Oh my God, it's like Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers.
I thought that was very sexy, Randall. Don't you know. You should have more confidence in yourself.
And then she approaches you, Maxime, and touches your chest. And it looks like she is going to kiss you.
I pull away.
Yeah, the cemetery ones are the real low-class ones, aren't they?
When you...
Maxine actually manages to resist a woman.
Hey, I have standards.
I forget what they're called. Yeah, they are like the lowest class of.
They're different standards, you know.
Z prefers the married.
Exactly. That's my standard.
As you try to push away, she moves really fast and grabs your neck and whispers something in your ear and looks. For the rest of you, it looks like she's kissing Maxine on the cheek. But she whispers to you, Maxine,
okay.
"Good to see you, but I see you too. I can help you for a price. Come see me tomorrow when you are not being followed. Now, go." And she lets go of you and smiles and says, "Well, another time will be then." And walks around, and there's another guy waiting, and she grabs his hand and leaps into one of the crypts.
Nice. I'm going to look around because I'm intrigued by her statement about someone following us. I'm going to look around so to see if it looks like there's anyone following us.
Okay, can you roll a spot? Spot hit him.
Yes, I can. Passed by 14.
The cemetery, you know, there's a lot of people living with you. You know, a lot of people came in the procession. Some of them you saw on the way in. And other than that, that strikes you as unusual. Maybe it's a couple of kids playing around, like hide and seek.
Okay.
The rest of you, you didn't hear what she said to Mazin.
We just assume it's Mazin being Mazin, so.
Yeah. You know, this
continue value. On.
Well, gentlemen, if you don't mind, I should go back and see to Melito. It was very pleasant speaking with you.
Yes.
Indeed.
Well, we'll see you later. Very well. Suppose.
So I will, Randall, I will go by my dwelling, and I will, since I seem to be staying with Melito for a while, I'll get some personal effects and some things to make sleep potions and, you know, just typical things to help the mood of the household, and then I will go to Lurko's house.
Okay, very good. That's gonna you're going to your place first in order to grab the things and then go to Melito's, right?
Right.
Okay, that's gonna take you some time. The rest of you keep walking down, you know, back to Rome. So what are you planning to do?
Well, I don't plan on anything other than sleeping. I think, yes. Alcohol and then sleep, yes. That sounds like a good idea.
Very good.
Probably can't sleep due to that stupid clown.
You actually do have nightmares that day. You
as
have a nightmare
would.
Where you see Iris Lurku on his room, and when you open the room, he's sitting on the floor. It's pretty much like the scene that you experienced, but when he looks up, he's wearing the mask.
Well, of course he is. That would just make complete sense.
You wake up, you know, screaming, and make a sanity roll.
But of course. And I don't make it.
Just lose 1 point.
All right.
It was very disturbing for you. Now, the next day, for everyone, I don't know if you... And someone wants to do something specific?
No, I got nothing planned, so.
Nope, I don't have any business to attend to today.
I'm going to sneak away and return to the cemetery.
I'm going to, unless someone in the household specifically tells me I have to do something, I'm probably not doing much specifically.
Okay. Mazin, so you don't sleep and you go back to the cemetery?
No, I'm going to get up. I'm going to wake early. I'm going to sleep a little bit at night and then wake... Hopefully before everyone else, and sneak out early.
Okay.
Not possible. I wake up at 3 a.m.
Lurko!
Oh, shit, it was just a dream.
wake up the whole house, why don't you?
Yes. I should, but I won't.
Maxim, can you make an idea roll?
Maxim?
Yes. I can, and I did.
Okay. You know, you, since you got to your place and you were trying to sleep, there is something that has been nagging you all night. And you, there is something, somehow, in the way she moved on the cemetery, this girl you met, that somehow reminded you of what happened on the races when the gypsy told you your fortune.
Okay.
And there's, you know, the words of the lady keep, you know, keep coming back, and at some point you reach the conclusion that probably is gonna be the serpent that she was talking to you about.
Okay, sorry. Say that again. That who's gonna be the what? That who?
That this girl.
Yeah.
You met in the cemetery is the serpent that the gypsy was talking about.
Ah, okay.
Do you remember what she told you there? It was a long time ago, and to look for it.
Yeah. I wrote down part of it, but I didn't believe her, so I didn't write down all of it.
Right.
That makes sense. It's just a bunch of nonsense.
Exactly. Why would I ever need to remember any of that?
Indeed.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm gonna send it to you. But in the meantime, you will wake up earlier, and you're leaving to the cemetery.
Yep.
Right. Okay. I assume you're trying to look for her.
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, you are approached by several women that are there in the cemetery as well, you know, doing their job, but you do not see this girl again.
Oh, okay.
I could say a really bad word now, but about girls hanging at cemeteries, but there's a song by that name, so you can only imagine what it is. It's black metal, by the way, so.
Ah.
Well, I will spurn the advances of all these lovely young women and
Oh my god, he's resisting himself again. How is this possible? How is he doing this?
Must be under a spell.
Again, he has standards.
Exactly.
All right.
It's,
yes.
It's no challenge. It's no challenge if they, you know, right. He doesn't have to work for it.
I think
yes, it's only royalty.
Because he just met me. He has, you know, higher standards now.
Or a new target.
Indeed.
So I'll just end up wandering back to the house at some point then.
Okay. During the morning, you all receive an invitation from Casca to join in for what we will call lunch, with the exception, of course, of Valus, right? Valus, you're in the house. You arrived to the house of
of Lurk last night with all your stuff, and you were given a small room so you can stay there.
Okay, very good.
Unfortunately, it's nothing fancy, right?
Yeah, is Melito around?
You haven't been able to talk to him yet.
All right. Well, I'll just bed. It's been a stressful day.
Yes, but one of the slaves tells you, you know, that if you want to talk to him, she's gonna try to arrange that.
Very good.
She's gonna ask for permission, see if you can talk to her. So do you all attend the launch?
Yeah.
I never miss a meal.
Yes, we've noticed.
Well, you gather again back into Lurku's house. That's where you get the invitation. And you are received and are respected by a slave who takes you into a big garden they have there. And in the garden, there's a table with fruit, honey, wine, bread, and a really good breakfast. You can sit around the table. Actually, the slaves tell you to wait here for Master Casca.
All right. I suppose we wait.
At some point, Casca arrives and greets you. Oh, I am so glad that you were able to make it today. How are you doing?
Well, fine enough, I suppose, considering.
Yeah, I apologize for my behavior a couple of nights ago, but I was under a lot of stress seeing my father die and everything, so... But I'm glad you are here. As you are there, you know, having, you know, eating some bread, are you all going to eat?
Yes.
Of course.
Sure. Indeed.
Then, Randall, I'm not there, right?
No, you're not there yet.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Casca sits with you and starts eating as well. And starts talking, you know, as if, you know, talking about you especially. He wants to listen what you have to tell, and he pays attention to your mundane stories. And, but at some point you're interrupted. One of the slaves comes and whispers something into Casca's ear. He stands up and says, "Yes, bring him here, please." The slave leaves, and he returns with two more slaves, and they put something on the table. There are a couple of baskets, and he turns to you. Well, one of the things that I gather you here for today is for you to help me with something. Do you recognize this? He opens the two baskets, and you will need all to stand up to be able to look into them.
Okay.
All right.
Stand up. Look into them.
We'll do so.
As you do so, you see two heads in the baskets. And make a sanity roll.
Oh, I'm slowly going insane.
08, no problem.
Nope, I fail.
Heads, how about that?
I expected that.
I mean, they bring in heads all the time around here.
This is a
morning ritual, really. Here in the Lurko household.
I gasped.
Those of you who failed 1 point.
Yeah. First thing that comes in my mind is Lurko's head. Oh, it's not.
Let's see. Make all of you an idea roll.
Seem worse on the Circus Maximus.
Pass. The idea.
Ooh, 03. I passed mine as well.
Nope. No idea.
Okay. Those of you who passed recognize the two heads as two of the people that assaulted you and Melito a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
And Casca turned to you and says, do you recognize these men?
Yes, and I'm very glad to see that they have come to their proper end.
Indeed.
How did this come about, my lord?
Well met, gentlemen.
There's nothing that a good reward won't take care of. And so these are the men that attacked you and Melito, correct?
Yes.
Indeed, they are.
Undoubtedly.
Was I there? I seem to remember. I can't remember if Agrippa was even there or not. I thought it was somewhere else.
No, you were somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Mazin, Marinus, and
Titus.
Thank you.
Titus.
Yeah. Marcus, yeah. Wasn't Marcus there too?
He might have. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He turns to the slaves and remove them, he says. And they, you know, cover the baskets again and leave the table. Well, that's one thing off the list. I'm a little bit different than my father, and I cannot allow that people think that we are weak.
Hear, hear.
And Agrippa, since you've been, well, actually, those are Agrippa and Maxim. You've been around the house for, you know, enough time to know that that's not the way that Lurko handled things around here. Casca seems to be made of something completely different than his father.
You know what they say, the king is dead, long live the king.
I just nod politely.
Oh.
Well, the other thing I wanted to... Okay, let's please continue. Let's not stop this. Let this will stop us from enjoying our meal, of course. And
right.
Of
course it won't.
Well, I wanted to share with you a couple of things now that the funeral is over. I don't know if you noticed, and especially you, Agrippa, that we were able to gather our champion.
Ah, yes, I did notice that.
Yeah, that was
good day for the Red Faction.
Indeed. I'm so glad that Maser and Corvinus are back with us. But I had to pay a huge price for that. I even needed to sold my house, my villa, So I'm moving here into my father's house now. I also needed to sell some of the gladiators that he recently acquired in order to make up for the costs. But I was able to manage with the blues and arrange to have Mazer back. It is important for our faction, and it is important for business. Everything with the will of my father was in order. Apparently, he did it before he, you know, madness took over him. And I have no complaints there. You know, he was very generous to Hidia, but she loved him. He loved her. And I'm not going to do anything about it. But
very generous of you.
Indeed, it is. Because I could, but I won't. And Melito's got enough, you know, to live out of his poems without needing to do any honest job ever in his life. Not that he has done any so far, but, you know, my father was too indulgent with him after my mother died. But I wanted to talk to you about my father madness. What do you make of it? What do you know?
Not sure if it would count as a madness as such.
Sickness, but, maybe.
Yes, probably more sickness than anything else.
Were you... Well, you were the few people, you know, that were that night with him. Is there anything that you want to share with me? All of you make insight roll.
All right. How much was that again? The base?
Agrippa's favorite skill. I think it's 5%.
Yeah.
Right.
I know, because I have 5% hit.
Yep, that's a fail.
Oh, 0-2. I actually make it. Woohoo!
Wow.
I make it as well. 21.
Ooh, I got a skill tick on it. Yes.
Well,
now if I survive long enough, I may actually get the skill. Hey.
For everyone, with the exception of Marinos and Titus, Casca sounds very, very friendly. But Marinos and Titus, you did notice a menacing tone on his last question.
Yes, indeed.
You know, my father was a really good man, and I do not wish his memory to be tainted by his final tragic days. I need your support in this matter. Can I depend upon your help?
I am.
Of course.
I am and always will be loyal to the House of Lurko.
As long as my services are well compensated, I am yours to command.
Of course.
Don't have much choice in the matter, but...
you and me, Titus, you have worked for me in the past, and I'm grateful for what you have done for the House of Arius so far, and I'm planning to keep hiring you, so that's not going to be a problem.
Excellent.
And now that I'm back at the head of the house, especially back at the head of the business, the house, you can be sure that I will give the Reds
everything they deserve. And the House of Arus will be back at the top. Well, if now that I feel more relieved with your agreement to help me, you know, to forget about this madness of my father and never speak of it again, I'll leave you, you know, to finish your meal. And I'll see you in the future, I believe. And with that, he stands and turn around and leaves, and leaves you there with the meal on the table.
Well, that was very unpleasant.
I don't know, the food was all right.
Yeah, well, I wasn't really talking about the food.
Yes, our host is a complicated man.
Yes, quite so. Well, then again, his father just died, so I don't know. Maybe he's entitled to a little bit of insanity.
Oh, no, he's always been like this.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, he's an asshole.
I would say ambitious and ambitious.
Ambitious asshole,
I would certainly
yes.
not say anything like that while we're sitting in his dining room.
Yes, well, to me, this is not really his dining room.
Well, you're in a garden, so, no, they're...
Garden, dining room.
Yes, slaves are not going to hear you if you are discussing this and, you know, discreetly, not very loud.
Well, that's what I was assuming.
Yeah, I assume that as well. And at some point...
Slaves have never been known to eavesdrop on private conversations.
No, never.
Yeah. Lucky for you, there are no slaves around the table. So, at some point, you see one of the slaves coming to you. And they kind of start taking plates off the table, especially the ones that are empty. And you see one of the men you've seen around Casca very often. He approaches you and says, "This is a gift from my master, Harris Casca, in gratitude for you helping to preserve the memory of his father, the late and much beloved Harris Lurku."
And your own personal basket.
for the future. And he gives you a small bag to each one of you. And as soon as you grab it, you can hear coins. Now, I want to know who's going to take the bag and who's not.
There's more than one.
There's one for each one of you.
Oh, Griffith is going to take it. He's saving up for his freedom here.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I might be greedy and broke, but I'm still not going to take it.
Yes, I will politely decline. I am already employed by the household. I do not require additional compensation.
Very well.
I enjoy a bonus.
He takes back the two bags of coins. Now, if you can come with me, I can walk you out the garden. Of course, if you're done with your meal.
Yes. You guys who didn't take the bags, just come over. Oh, while you're here, will you just lean over this big slab real quick? don't mind that red spot there. That's decoration.
Right.
On the way out, the ones of you who received the bag, you can count around 20 gold auri. That's the equivalent of 2,000 sestertii.
Ka-ching.
Why did I decline that?
Why indeed?
I am already regretting my choice.
I am even more suspicious than ever.
Then again, I can always acquire your bags if need be.
Let's see here. How much?
That's the spirit.
Now, on the way out of the house, Masin and Marinos, you obviously work for the House of Arius, but you don't usually stay in his house. So, on the way out of the house, you're approached by someone you recognize, and that is Porculus. And you remember Porculus because he was the right hand of Arius Lurku.
Right.
Yes.
Now there's something different in his manners. You see that he is no longer wearing his slave clothes, and he is waiting for you. And as you approach, he greets you and says, some friends asked me to deliver this their message. Lurka Hedia desires that you visit with her. She will be ready to receive you at her home any time after tomorrow. And she hopes you will be her guest for several days.
I'm sorry, who?
Indeed.
Lurkus Hedia. And that's Lurkus' former slave.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh,
When you said Lurkus, I thought I heard something else. Hedia, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We met her before.
Yes, we have.
And she's expecting you back whenever you can.
So yes. all of us, or me and
all of you, of course, because she heard what you did for Lurku.
Right.
What year is this set in again?
134, something like that.
Yeah.
BC.
AD.
AD. Oh.
130. Sorry.
Okay.
We're under the reign of Hadrian. Hadrian.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
No problem. And also, Arius Melito wishes to meet with you too, and then he hopes you will join him, as his guest, at the Baths of Trajan tomorrow. He will be there in the library most of the afternoon. So, he told me to say that he hopes his trip to the baths goes better than the last one, and he smiles.
Of course, we'd be very happy to meet Melito there.
I think we all would hope that our trip would be better than the last.
Mm-hmm.
He stays there and says, well, my friends, I'm leaving Rome. I have some family in Gaul that I haven't seen in years.
And it may be nice to live in the country after all this. The city, you know, the city just isn't the same after everything.
Yes.
He bids you farewell and wishes you luck. And before he leaves, he says, "May Jupiter watch over you all."
And you as well, thank you.
Many thanks.
And it is pretty obvious for you at this point that he's been granted his freedom.
Well, good for him.
Freedom.
All right. So, any plans until you engage in your meetings?
Apparently, I'm way too young to be freed. Apparently, don't know if it's still in effect at this time period, but Augustus said you have to be 30 or older to be freed.
Well, that's a long time to wait.
Yeah. That may have changed since Augustus was around, but
you're young and brave. You can wait.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I'm sure you'll survive until that.
You've got 4 or 5 good years left in you, at least.
Indeed.
Well, I am pretty good. I'd say 6 or 7.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
6 or 7?
Yeah.
That's a bit optimistic.
I'm that good.
All right.
Definitely going to outlive champion
what's his face. Yeah.
All right. So the next day you are going to meet with Melito.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's the plan.
Good. Anything you have in mind before that, or you just go there?
I think I can head straight there. I'm don't have much else to do.
Yeah, same with me.
Very much. Unless I'm
scheduled to
race any chariots anytime soon, my schedule is pretty open.
You'll need to attend your day-by-day course, and
I don't have
it. Massini needs to look after the horses. You're usually Marinos around Massini, because he's the only one that you knew after you were hired by the House of Harriers. So that's pretty much what you do, help Massim. And engage in long talks about women and stuff that you don't know much
about.
Yeah,
how I never get any.
And you feel that
admiration. Start rattling off a list.
I attempt to provide some kind of education, but I have no hope.
Basically, the hope is non-existent considering my face is...
Step one, get better looking.
Yes, exactly.
I think at this point, step one is get large quantities of wine. Yeah.
Alternative to step one, get very, very rich.
Ah, yeah.
Maybe there you go. Helmet of some kind covers all of your face.
I know this guy who sells Lucky Charms. Guarantees they work. He seemed pretty honest to me.
Perhaps that mask you discovered yesterday. You might try that.
Indeed.
Hey, the next
next day comes, you still have some unrest during the night. You see images, you wake up, you're sweating, you don't know what you were dreaming about, but you don't feel very comfortable. And the next day comes, and Valus, as you send you a message.
Me?
Okay.
Valus.
Ah, okay.
Right. What happens?
I just send you a message through Skype.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So the next day comes, and you eventually arrive to Bats. And as you were told, you see Melito, and you see Melito staying there with who you now recognize as Valus Socius.
Ah, hello, Valus.
Ah, hello.
My friend,
why are you
says
here?
Melito.
I'm attending Melito.
Ah, I see.
Why are you here?
Greetings, Melito, Valus.
Well, it is obvious that Melito is not in great shape after the beat up you received the other day. As you remember, you were carrying him almost dead back to his house.
Right.
That's right.
And so he's there, and you see him, you know, with his wounds. Some of them are still open, and they don't look really well. But he looks really happy to see you. And, well, you know, my father was a great man. He worked hard, virtuously, and was well-respected. He deserved a better death than the one that he had. He deserved a better son than me. And even though I'm not a great man, I'm a dreamer. And I've done nothing with my life, but I swear that ends today. And I'm going to finish what my father started. I'm going to make certain Arius Lurku is properly avenged. Now, will you help me?
Going to open an exterminator service? Yes, of course.
You may, of course, be aware, Melito, but I believe your brother Casca feels differently.
I know.
Indeed.
And when you mention Casca, he looks, you know, at his back, and then back at you, Maxime, and you see two men standing very close to you, to your group.
Okay.
I know that Casca doesn't feel the same, but please sit and we'll have a small chat. Tell me, what was in the... I was sold by one of the slaves that you took a box from under my father's bed. Is that right?
Oh, you mean that box of plot they burned?
Yes, there was something horrible and disturbing that was related to your father's madness, so we tried to destroy as much of it as possible in hopes of saving him, but apparently we did not burn it fast enough.
This is the first I've heard of a box.
I tried stacking children up around the box, like, for kindling, but it just didn't work.
You burned it? Says Melita.
That's what I said.
All of it?
I believe Titus rescued some items. I would keep I would keep an eye on him. He's he's probably the next to go now.
Oh. Just Titus, you remember that you were able to pull out what seemed to be sort of legacy. I mean, it was like a lot of it was like a story in a way. You were able to read pieces of it, and apparently it was some sort of testament, if you remember, mm-hmm. with a couple of maps.
Yep, I do remember that.
So Melito turns to you and asks you, what were you able to savage? But all of you can tell that he is not happy with your decision to burn whatever you found there.
Oops. There goes the plot.
Sorry about that. All I managed to get was appeared to be some kind of testament on maps.
Huh. Yeah.
Very few of them.
I know my father was planning to go somewhere to do something he felt was important. You know, the gladiators, the sheep, his back's packed. There's much I suspect, but I wish to know for certain.
There was that Greek.
Tell me everything. Yes, the Greek. He stops for a second when you mention him.
I remember there was something about a Greek, but it's been so long I don't actually remember what we found out.
Yeah, you basically remember that the Greek was having meetings with Lurku.
Yeah, that's right.
You went to his place, but he pushed you out. And
that's right.
He said he had nothing to talk to you, and that if you wanted to discuss Lurku's plans, that you needed to talk to Lurku.
We should probably go back and, you know, talk to him again now that we can't go back and talk to Lurku.
And you actually told him that Lurku was expecting him. And if you remember clearly, the gladiator was planning to ambush him and kill him before he was able to talk to Lurku.
Oh, well, no, I don't remember that at all, but I hope we did something about that.
Yeah, actually, that never happened because then you were engaged into several events that happened that day.
Right.
But that's the last thing you know. Now, how much do you share with Melito?
Well, haven't we already told Melito about the Greek philosopher and the old Jewish guy, and there was the author that they were.
Yeah, they were. Talking with his father.
And I thought we already told him that.
Yeah, you told him that on the bats, and but when Agrippa mentions the Greek, he kind of stops, and he looks as if he's trying to remember something, and he says, "Now that you mention him, I didn't see him on my father's funeral."
Did anyone see? I'm asking. Did anyone see the? I can't remember the Jewish guy or the author? I don't remember their names at the moment.
Unfortunately, neither do I.
He was a rabbi, wasn't he? He wasn't just...
Yeah. The rabbi, you know, he was not around. He probably will have never been allowed to leave the temple. Because he was really old. But the Greek is a different story. He was working very close to you know, with Lurku.
Right.
Yes, Damocles. And Balata. Has anyone seen Balata? Do we know what became of him?
No. I don't think so.
I'm not familiar with these people. Were they somehow involved in Master Lurko's unfortunate death?
Somehow, I believe so, but I don't think we actually know.
So we might know if someone hadn't, you know, burned the legacy of Arius Lurko.
Oh, right, yes, that...
I saved some of it.
Yes. Wow.
That accidental happening there.
Well,
I still say if we had burned it faster, we could have saved it.
Melito.
The legacy of Arius Lurko. And what did you burn? The legacy of Arius Lurko.
Indeed.
Well, I will need
quite
you
a,
to...
Quite a interesting coincidence, that.
Yeah.
Melito says, I need you to continue. I need to continue what my father was doing. But he has... lower his tone of voice, and he keeps looking back at the two men that are behind him.
I'd gladly help in any way that does not involve, you know, besmirching the good name of your father, I say, feeling the weight of 2,000 sesterces.
It's not that much money. Cut principles.
Yes, having not been bought off by the evil brother.
Yes, indeed.
I will gladly continue to work with you, Melitus.
Yes.
The rest of these fellows, however, I'm not certain we can trust anymore.
Hey, wait a minute. I never took any money either. So I do believe we are the only ones with a clear conscience.
Well, yes. No one even offered me any money, so... I'm definitely uncorrupted.
Oh, there you go. There's three of us who are uncorrupted in this part.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this money is no longer belongs to the older brother. It belongs to me, and so therefore exactly. I can do whatever I want.
Yes, but it has bought your allegiance.
I didn't sign anything.
Oh.
I'm not sure this was, sign anything.
This was a bonus for our last engagement. I remember... I do not remember being officially hired again.
Pretty sure it's just a don't say he turned into worms kind of thing. Which
it was an unsigned agreement.
Yeah, I verbal contracts don't hold up in the court of law.
Well, since we are friends, I felt like I could hire you to look into this.
Yes.
Excellent.
Technically, I work for you regardless. So.
Yes, but I don't know if you understand what this will demand, right? Silence on the table for a few seconds as you think about the consequences of engaging into such investigation.
Well,
lots
I think
of money.
And, I think me and Mazin are quite happy to do that.
Very nice custom-fitted basket.
No, basically, it means that you might need to stop being a charioteer for a while.
Well, it seems like that's the case regardless. Don't need an up-and-coming new champion if they've got their precious
current champion.
I'm so glad that I didn't, you know, that you didn't have to make an idea roll for that. Well, this is probably going to eat all my savings that my father gave me, but I'm sure I can ask a little more. I mean, Casca more, if I need to. Make an inside roll, all of you.
Okie dokie.
Nope, fail.
Well, maybe I'll get lucky twice.
Let's see. No.
I missed faith. It. Okay, actually.
Well, I didn't quite critically fail.
I succeed. I am insightful.
I succeed with a 38.
Okay. Wow, you have high insight.
94. Mm-hmm. It's not a crit fail, but it almost is.
Titus and Valus, you notice that he isn't sure about that. He's unsure about getting more money from Casca.
Don't need insight for that. I kind of assumed that. I was about to make exactly that comment.
Well, since it seems like my dreams of freedom are about 15 years away or so, I might donate the funds I a portion of the funds I received from Casca to the cause.
Well, there's always the freedom of the brave.
Okay, well, Valus, I haven't talked to you about this, but I believe this is the right time. Can you join them on this quest? On my quest? My father's quest?
Well, of course. I am. It is very important for what happened to your late father. It sounds like he suffered from some disease, which seems to be aware of. It would be important for me to discover that others from suffering his same. And of course, the love which I owe you would cause me to do this in any case.
He looks grateful when you say that. And,
well, you have no idea what you're getting into, do you?
Absolutely not. But
okay, we will teach you.
And those of you, Valus and Titus, who passed the inside role, you can tell there is a big change in Melitus' manners, the way he talks, the way he looks. Seems like he's grown up, you know, since the last time you saw him.
Maybe it's just all the bruising.
Probably.
Being stabbed nearly to death will have that effect on a man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I'm tending him just well. He may well survive, possibly.
Probably won't have to cut off too many limbs.
Well, maybe a good point to start is where you left before, you know, all this happened to my father. And
I'm not going back to that island.
I was thinking.
Of course, I will never ask that of you, my friends. But I was more thinking on talking to Damocles.
Oh, yes, him. That's the Greek, right?
Yeah, because I'm really surprised that he didn't come to the funeral, and I'm starting to think that probably he was. You know, there's some foul play with my father in all this, which is going to cost me a lot of pain if you if that is true, because my father actually had the man as his best friend in his last days.
Well, hopefully.
Well, he is a Greek, so certainly he is the natural suspect in all this.
You and your Greek hating.
Yes.
Don't be a hater.
Yeah. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I do not hate the Greeks. I simply take them as what they are.
Yeah. Well, he was a Greek, and they were best friends. Wink, wink.
Notch, notch. Wink, wink, notch, notch.
Why can you not expect friendship, you know, with two guys? They were close friends. They were working together.
Always late into the night, just the two of them.
Yes, nothing suspicious going on there at all.
Very good.
Well, I suppose that will be our first
if there is nothing more, I'll leave you and I will see if you have I will obviously cover all your expenses, so if you need me you can just come and talk to me.
Oh, that's good considering I'm broke because I didn't take some extra money that was
offered to me. Absurdly large amount of cash.
From the evil, indeed. Evil brother?
Yes.
Are you actually saying this?
Multiple chariots with the money he gave.
Marinos, are you actually saying this?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Why?
Well, Melito stands, and as he stands, you can see the two men that were behind him, getting close to him, and standing by his side. And he leaves, and the two men leave with him, and they kind of exchange looks with you.
One man enter, three men leave.
And so what are your plans?
What time of day is it? Is it morning still?
It's more like afternoon. It could be 3 in the afternoon our time.
A little before that, as we leave the table to, you know, look at Marinus Island?
Yes, don't ask.
Story for another day.
Contains
very well. Harpy to death.
It contains nothing of use to this particular incident, so.
Well, then I will leave it alone.
Yes, I think it is better for that.
Discuss it over drink sometime.
Yes.
So that it's a kind of story that needs drinks to be told.
Be sure to ask Marcus Attilius about it whenever you meet him.
Yes, exactly.
I killed,
ask him of the children.
I killed some of the monsters on the island. The lesser of the monsters. But the real monsters got away.
I see.
The real monsters are still amongst them.
They go on this nonsense for you, you know, for quite a while. Although
I started ignoring them when they're talking about monsters because they're clearly mad. So that's
okay. I'm clearly looking at Mazine and Titus.
They seem quite shaken by this experience, but
weakness.
Hey, I punched the monsters. I did. I don't. Just... that is courageous to the point of overconfidence. Possibly overconfident to the point of courageous, I'm not sure which.
Yeah, something of that nature.
Well, at any rate, gentlemen, I believe we have a standing invitation from Hidea. I believe I will go visit her while you gentlemen can go visit this Greek fellow.
Yes, I think it's better that you don't visit the Greek fellow. knowing your particular...
Well, gentlemen, I know neither of these... Them. I know neither of these men, but since I seem to be joining your quest, if I can be of any assistance, I'm happy to go with either of you.
Well,
I speak Greek.
Well, I guess you could go with Masin, so he doesn't feel all alone. Not to mention Masin with a woman is... I don't know if I would want to leave him alone with a woman.
Interesting.
So, alone in mourning.
Indeed.
Her potential future husband, dad.
Precisely, she will be in need of comforting. I feel I owe it to Lurko's memory. Rush to her aid.
The bone is woman.
I'm sure you do. I have a feeling you feel something else as well.
Oh dear.
Well, fine. But, if that's acceptable, I will go with you, Masin.
Excellent. Thank you, Valis.
All right.
It is a long way there. I shall be glad of the company.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, it's a long trip to Ostia, so that's probably going to... are you planning to go today, Masin?
Is there enough time that if we left now, we would get there, like, you know, dinner time?
No.
Oh.
You will more likely be arriving tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Because you will have to stop on, you know, just, take some rest during the night.
Fresh horses. Chizik, fresh horses!
Unless you want to, you know, take the dark roads of Rome during the night, that's up to you.
Now, plan on a morning arrival.
Okay.
Show up for breakfast.
We'll go talk to Lurko's true love. Oh, and Masin will go talk to Hedia.
So cynical.
Very good. Gripa, you've been there before.
I don't think I was there.
Oh, was it Titus?
I think it was Titus.
Yeah, I think it was me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that Marcus was there, but I don't recall if it was Titus or Agrippa, but
it wasn't me.
Okay.
I haven't actually been there either, I don't think, because I was with Masin last time, so...
Yeah, Marinus and I went to Hidea and then the rabbi.
Indeed.
Moab. Okay. But you know where he lives? He lives in Viminal Hill, in the Alta Semita neighborhood. And as Masim lives with I just forget your character's name, Dave. Sorry.
Valus, yes.
Yeah. As Masin lives with Valus, you live and
head towards Democles' house. And you eventually arrive. It is already dark. And you arrive to the neighborhood, and you have no problems finding his house, since you were given his address before, and actually, Titus, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are your plans?
Well, since Titus knows him, I think I'm going to let him... I'm going to let him take the lead on this one.
All right.
Seeing as my charisma is not very high as it is.
I guess I'll take the direct approach.
Okay.
Knock on his door.
When you knock on his door, you notice that there is no answer, but you also notice that the door is unlocked, and it's slightly ajar.
Yeah, it's almost, you knock on it, opens up slightly.
Exactly.
Yeah, with that never ends
with
well.
With the creak.
Yeah, that never ends well.
All right, I'm going to...
Nothing but a school's cheer.
Does a black cat run out from the inside?
And a swarm of bats. And a swarm of bats. And locusts. Yes.
Oh,
right, I'm going to push the door open.
Okay. Well, as you push the door open, a breeze takes some of the smell inside the house to you. And you need to cover your nose.
Oh, I cover my nose with my sleeve at the foul stench.
Exactly, the stench of rot and death is around the house.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
Does it smell like Arya Slurko smelled when he was decomposing into worms?
Not quite.
Okay.
So
this is more like the Circus Maximus after the races.
Ah. I'm going to put my free hand on my dagger and slowly step inside.
Blood, vomit, and horse crap.
I'm going to follow Yeah.
I'm gonna follow, and I got my hand like on the hilt of my long dagger.
Yeah, one of my knives appears in my hand as well.
I'm going to enjoy a pleasant walk through the streets of Rome on this beautiful summer evening.
hey, shut up! Hey, shut up!
Yeah,
shut up!
I'm sure something bad's going to happen to him too.
Yes.
As you open as you enter, you notice on one of the on the rooms inside the house, a couple of sandals. One of them is still on its owner, and you see a couple. As you can see now, are a couple of feet lying on the ground. Women feet.
All right. Either of, well, the servants or...
As you step closer, and Titus, you recognize the older Greek slave woman was working for Democles, lying on the ground.
Ooh. She's met a dark end.
Yes, how dark exactly do we
see? Yeah, I was just about to say.
Violence.
Well, she's lying there
on a pool of dried blood. Are you gonna inspect her body?
Lizzie's not even here.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm going to lean down by her, try not to disturb the pool of congealed blood. But I'm going to try and get a look at her face.
And the group is going to check adjacent rooms and, you know, keep looking around.
Check her for wounds.
Yeah, her eyes are open on a painful, and her face, you know, has a painful look. And her mouth is open, and as soon as you get closer, you see some kind of insects coming out of her mouth, cockroaches and stuff. Nothing like the white worms.
Oh, thank God!
Just regular insects.
Equally disgusting. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But not nearly as scary.
Alrighty.
And sanity rolls. Lovely. And I fail yet again.
Marinos.
Yeah, it's only the third time I failed today.
That's 2 points.
Oh, crap. That's 4 points altogether then.
And so, Titus, you passed?
Yes.
Agrippa?
Hold on. Yes, I pass.
4 points out of 46.
Very good.
Not quite enough yet.
Titus, you noticed that she was stabbed at least 5 times. And you can see that there are a couple of slashes in her arms. Probably as she was trying to protect herself, you know, to shield herself.
Mm-hmm. Defensive wounds.
There are 2 more plunged deeply into her stomach. And a final cut into her heart.
Ooh.
But all the blood comes from her cut throat. Basically, that's where you can clearly see that she was cut, and that's where all the blood was coming from.
So whoever did this stabbed her many times after she was already dead.
Looks more likely.
Ugh.
That was the case.
How horrible.
Now, as you're standing here, the three of
it's
you...
It's obviously a crime of passion.
Uh-huh.
Make a spot hidden roll.
My specialty.
Spot hidden. It's another of those wonderful skills that Agrippa...
22 success. Have.
All right, let's see here. 18.
Failure.
I make mine quite well, thank you very much.
61, that's not good enough.
Marinus and Titus, are you there standing around her body? You see several packed bags lying. You see several packed bags lying the hallway. Someone was about to leave on a long trip.
It looks like they were about to leave on a trip. And that's
agreed.
When the husband caught them and obviously brutally killed them.
Am I finding anything else in any of the other rooms?
Okay, so as soon as you step out of the place where you found her, you approach the master bedroom.
Okay.
And on the floor, leaning against the foot of the bed, you find the philosopher.
And he's perfectly well and healthy, right?
Of course. Now you can open the email I just sent you. He's dressed theatrical costume, kind of representing the hero role, common in many plays. And he has a mask on his face.
And
all the blood...
He's not looking well and healthy.
All the blood that is covering his tunic talks about many, many steps. And you need to make another sanity roll.
Yeah, that is a lot of stab wounds. Oh man, 83, that was getting close to my sanity, but no, I pass.
It's time I fail.
Marinos?
I've stabbed people worse than the Circus Maximus.
Tony?
Yes, give me just a moment.
Boy,
and
that was a rough race.
Guess what,
that
what happens?
You fail?
Indeed I do.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm slowly going mad here.
Agrippa, that's 1 point for you.
Okay.
And for Marinos and Titus, who failed, it's 1d3.
Okay. That's only one. Which is good,
boy,
considering...
Ooh, that's three for me.
Well, let's see. I have lost now in this session 5 points out of 46.
If I see 87 more dead philosophers, I'm from...
Yes, but 10%, is that... That's not...
Yeah.
Is that a temporary?
Yeah, that's a temporary. Make a 1d6.
Oh, right.
Well, you gotta make an idea roll first.
Yeah, I was thinking...
Make it the idea roll.
Yeah. I don't want to make this, but of course I do.
Of course.
Of course I do.
Awesome. It's about time.
As you
this is why Gunther was such a good character. Massively high POW, really low idea roll. You can never go insane.
You're standing there, you know, among those bodies. Do you realize what you have gotten yourself into? And let's make that 1d6 roll.
Yeah. One.
One. Does someone has the... Because I didn't bring it with me when traveling. The insanity table?
Yep.
I've got it somewhere if I can get my rule book open here. Do anyone know what page it's on?
I wish... short temporary insanity. It's page 83.
Yes.
All right, it's actually a D10 roll.
Oh, a D10? Okay.
Yeah, so let's make that again. So that's a 5.
Man, you should have stuck with 1.
Yeah, I know. It would be cool to paint. Oh,
intense phobia. Awesome.
Yes. All right. I'm
officially lobbying the keeper to give him a phobia of Greeks.
Recophobia.
I think a fear of masks would be a problem.
That clearly is not an irrational fear.
Fear could be fear of blood.
He has the whole thing with the mask of the other guy.
Yeah, I will vote for the mask option. You can clearly see Marinos kind of stumbling as he is trying to leave the room.
Well, actually, this is a longer temporary insanity, not a short temporary insanity. Because it's not in combat.
Okay, so we need to roll the rounds, right?
So instead you have a fetish. I like phobia better.
Oh. Okay, once again.
Ooh, so sexy Greeks.
To wear all of the masks.
So they need to be stabbed first.
Yep.
Just provides more options.
So is it a fetish?
Yeah, it's the kind where it's like a safety blanket kind of thing, not the kind. Not number four, which is strange sexual desires.
Okay.
Yes.
Greeks.
So, instead, Marinos.
For 1d10 times 10 hours.
Marinos, yes. You feel the urge. You feel the urge of collecting that mask.
Yes, I will go. Are the others around still?
Yeah, they're right there with you. Yeah.
All right. I think I need to add this mask to my collection, and I'll go and collect it and hide it underneath my cloak.
What are you doing?
What?
Stop tampering with the evidence.
As you see Marinos getting close to Damocles, removing his mask, you start seeing things falling out from the interior of the mask. And
God.
A couple of things coming out from his eyes. And you see the small white worms again running all over.
I love it.
And
that's another sanity, I suppose.
Of course, that's another sanity.
You know, I don't have unlimited sanity, you know. I pass.
That's crazy. 1 point for you, Agrippa.
I pass.
Now that's down to 86.
Marinos, as you remove the mask, you see all the things crawling up your arm.
Oh, God.
You start feeling that, you know, it's kind of getting itchy. Some of them are, you know, crawling really fast towards your face and your back. Make a 1d4. If you failed your sanity check.
Oh, yes, I did. Of course.
We're going to lose Marinos to...
And that's... That's 3 points. Okay, let's see. That's 3 points. So I'm now at 38 out of 46. So that's probably not going to change it yet.
Yet, no. Unless
it's quite close there.
Decision. And yeah. Well, you start seeing Marinos jumping, you know, back and forth, and as he tries to
smash something. I'm taking off my armor.
Okay.
Or my clothes, actually, since, well, my armor is my clothes. But I'm taking off my pants and my jacket. And get them off me! Get them off me!
Marinos, you start feeling the things as they bite you, you know, it's more like...
The mask will keep them off.
I'm going to
until you took the mask off the Greek. Maybe you need to put the mask on.
I'm going to look around for a torch or a lantern or something.
Yes, burn him.
Jesus, they're biting me.
Everything.
There's one pretty close to the bed.
All right, I'm gonna grab it and try to strike it to life.
You manage to do it without problems. As Marinos keeps jumping, you know, around the room.
Taking off my clothes.
Well, first I'm going to burn his clothes.
Get them off me! Well, my clothes are leather, so okay. They're not probably going to burn well, so...
Yeah, they'll more like smoke. Okay,
The feeling that
so you're gonna burn his Marinos clothes?
No, I'm going to just try and get as close as I can to Marinos with the torch to hopefully scorch off the worms without burning him too badly.
Okay, that's a dexterity times 5 roll from both of you.
Just hold still while I press this burning torch to your...
I'm a doctor.
To your face.
Spiders, it works with worms.
All right.
Nine.
That's my job, damn it.
Okay. Marinus.
Yes.
Dexterity. Times 5.
All right.
It's on fire.
Well, that's going to be 96.
Oh, God.
I'm going to jump right into the... into
well,
the torrents.
You're really good, Titus, mm-hmm. you know, at keeping the torch at bay, but Marinos suddenly jumps into you.
Keeps and... coming closer. Get them off! Get them off!
Oh, my God.
And you get the torch too close to him. Marinos, make a luck roll to see if that doesn't go to your face.
All right. Well, my face is already gone, so I fail again.
Oh, no. He may lose a point of appearance.
Yeah. Oh, he may gain a point of appearance.
If you get to app zero, do you dodge the question?
Yeah.
Titus, you see as the torch touches his face, and an ugly burn gets really close to his eye.
Oh, sorry.
sorry.
And Marinos, make a 1d4 to see how bad it is.
3.
3 out of what's your hit points? How many hit points do you have?
9.
It's a third.
Yes.
Okay. You feel the flames kind of burn your eye.
God damn it, not my face!
Told you. Marinus is going to die here. Or go completely insane.
But hey, now I have a reason for the masks. I can wear them to hide my face.
Oh, yeah. you can go all Phantom of the Opera. If opera had been invented yet.
You can invent opera and then become a phantom of it.
Yes.
And Marinos starts screaming in pain.
You're in the right part of the world.
Not good. Is he still flailing around?
Not anymore.
I'm gonna probably fall on the floor and roll around there.
Oh, good. That'll make it
holding
easier.
My face.
You mean where all the worms fell down? Yeah.
Oh, goddammit.
Yeah, of course. There were not that many as they were in Lurkus' body. They were just kind of hidden behind the mask.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So and but there are a few that escape your, you know, your anger as you see them crawling around Marinus.
I'm going to put the torch to them.
Okay, since Marinus is now lying on the floor, you manage to, you know, to kind of... The heat makes them kind of crack and become a small white ball and then just a strange liquid like gel.
Gross.
And again, you kind of hear small screams. That's what it looks like. Screams. You look around and the screams are coming. You don't know where the screams are coming from, but you start hearing them all over. And that's sanity roll for you and Marinos. Marinos is in pain. So he's screaming. But for you, Titus, or, you know, you're
oh,
the one.
Oh, God.
I made mine.
You made it?
Yep.
Okay, just one more point.
Meanwhile, in another part of Rome. So, Valis, lovely evening, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's nice to be out.
Beautiful evening for a trip to the harbor.
The mood in Lurko's house has been grim. I hope that your friends are having as pleasant an evening as we are.
Oh, I'm certain they must be, of course.
Oh, God, my face is burning.
engaged in philosophical discussions with that Greek fellow.
Quick, burn that Greek fellow!
Burn him!
All right, guys, I believe this is the perfect time to close the session today.
Okay.
All righty.
Very good, good time.
That was excellent.
Yep, as always.
Oh, crap. Apparently, this is not having a very good time today.
It was a good laugh, yeah. Poor Marino's crazy and burned and uglier than ever before.
Yeah, well, how can you tell?
You know, when there's a remote island, you could go and live alone.
Yes. Yeah, that's, yeah. It's nice and empty now. All you do have to do is live with the ghosts of those children you murdered.
Oh, I didn't murder any of them. I just didn't do anything on Marcus Street. So.
You sat there and watched while they were murdered.
Yes. Indeed.
All right, guys. Tony, did you want to share with the rest of the guys what you told us last time? Because I stopped the recording and none of them got into it.
Yeah. So I don't actually remember what all we talked about, but anyway, I'm going to put up some information about the laundry thing, character creation information mainly.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Cool.
And that should probably be up in, I'm not going to give you a time, but before we start playing anyway.
Sounds
good. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
And next week we are going to have the anniversary game, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be joining us for the one-shot 1 year anniversary.
Oh, right. Then it was modern day, so.
Yep. Modern day, whatever you want.
Okay. All right.
Sounds excellent.
Sounds good, yeah.
The only thing that I ask is that you send me I don't need the whole character, obviously, but just a description a couple days ahead of time.
Okay.
Because there'll be some background setup information for everyone. So.
Okay. Sounds all right. Good. I will
try. Yeah. Hopefully, I can get it before Wednesday.
No problem.
Indeed, I'm gonna have to figure something out. Anyway, the laundry thing. Well, I'll explain about it later when we have when we are closer to it. But
okay. Basically,
if you want to start thinking about your backgrounds for those characters as well, it's obviously modern day England, and basically you'll be regular citizens having your first day of the laundry experience. Basically. There's been a event in your life that's counted as supernatural within the last week or so, and
we have to spend 8 hours sitting in a small office filling out forms.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, pretty much. But anyway, you are actually the first gaming person. Is basically you starting out your first day of your service for the Capital Laundry service. And so basically make whichever kind of character you want. Preferably write a background story for him. Laundry characters tend to be they tend to survive a little bit better than your average Call of Cthulhu characters. So
Well, I consider that a challenge.
Is it still like the BRP percentiles and stuff?
Yes, it is. It's okay. Basically, it's pretty much Call of Cthulhu. I'm going to put up the specific character creation into the Google thing. But anyway, so so the thing I want is basically background information. I need information about your, like, whether you have families and, you know, children and all that kind of hoo-ha. I'd prefer you didn't, but it's up to you.
Okay.
All right.
And also the event that basically caused you to come to the attention of the laundry. It could be that, you know, you've maybe you're a mathematician who stumbled onto the basically the call to summoning mathematical equations, or maybe you're just a occultist. You might even be a former member of an cult, or, you know, just regular people who just happen to witness something that's not very normal. So you were dragged away by men in black armor. Kind of look like a SWAT team, but they are not.
Right.
All right. Help, I'm being oppressed.
Yes, exactly. Just because some watery tart throws a sword at you doesn't make you king.
Good times.
Awesome. I look forward to laundry. I just got the book while I'm here in Calgary. I went to an RPG store, and since I saved so much on shipping, I just got it.
Looks really nice. I'm being repressed!
The layout's pretty good.
Yeah.
Jim, just one quick question. Do you think we should prepare for some 3 to 4 hours next session, or?
It'll probably go longer, yeah. I don't know about 4 hours, but maybe 3 hours.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Just to make sure we save time for that.
Very stock good. Up on Cheetos and Mountain Dew.
Exactly. Right. Very good, guys.
Okay. Alrighty, excellent.
See you next week.
See ya.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.